Party now. Woo. What? That's what I was thinking. All right. Okay. Hey, everybody, this is Anthony from Game Music for All. Yay. Super fantastic. The only album worthy of the name Bacon. Even vegans like bacon. I gotta go blog about this. I already did that. Oh, Neely of Neely and DJ Dig Dug, who is signed to Game Music for All Records, says, kidnaps Chibimon. Now B and Gino have to rescue her double dragon style. That means me and B have to fist fight at the end. Yeah. Yeah, you're the real villain, Ma, making friends fight with each other. Yeah, we're talking about Twitter. You should. That's the problem with doing a podcast across the country, or the earth, I mean. All right, we should probably do that right now then. Well, people need to, like, they want the inside. They don't want all that Hollywood high production value. They want to know what's really happening. They want the truth. Well, let's see. Go, go, go. Who? Did he know you were podcasting? Did you, like, just tell him, like, 2 minutes before he tried to call? He can do whatever he wants. So, like, what song are we coming back with? We could do Vanilla Chrome, man. All right. A little bit. How long is it? 18 minutes. It's so loud. It's too long. I'm done watching it. Okay. Yes. Welcome back. You just heard Vanilla Chrome by Flying Fortress, which is a teaming up of nerdcore rappers Ill Gil and Nameless, and that's from their new album that just came out today on Ill Gil illgill.com. It came out a couple days ago. It is not on RT as of yet. I don't know if like the guys are just a little slow in posting it, or if they just haven't, if Illgill hasn't gone on there himself to plug it. But it's on illgill.com for download. Well, what I'm wondering now is how does it tie into Vanilla Chrome? Are you getting to that? Yeah, French vanilla is like pretty top tier, I think. It's up there. It passed the B type taste test. Now you just have to be able to say it. So it's named after him. Do you think there's actually like a Bruce at his work that he hates? If someone made a video of like a well-drawn, like well-animated cartoon about how much they hated me, I would kind of feel like sad for them. But like if he went out of his way to, hey, I made this, like I spent like hundreds of hours to make this, now look at it and feel bad, then I would just feel bad for them. Yeah. It's like, why didn't you just tell me to not make fun of you? It's like, I would have thought you were like a humorless dick, but you know, it would have taken like 10 seconds. Oh, we also have a tweet from Error, and he said that the W and K are part of a standardized identifier that is totally arbitrary. And apparently, like, he links to some articles about it, and like, different countries and places have different identifiers for their radio shows. Like, the United States uses, I guess not. Apparently, in America, they have K, W, N, and AA-AL are all the call signs that they have. Word. Well, there might be some super secret government conspiracy about it still that we're not privy to. Because you're a cow.
That was the insult I thought of when he said that. That's what kind of insult it is.
So am I going to have to put this link in the show notes now? I thought I specifically stated that I do not want nerds listening to this show. Because they're all sexist and racist. That's your disparaging remark? I'm thinking Ma's kind of sexist because she doesn't want to throw her hat into the offend everybody ring like we have. I guess we'll find out. Also, I just imagine Ma living among a bunch of Gorons now. I guess that like because the Gorons love drums, so I don't know what Ma has against them. So she's rebelling. Is classical strings without drums like her kind of punk rock? percussiophobic. I think this would be a good time to go into Ma's second song to show what we mean. I did that with Katamari Damacy. Also the Vib Ribbon soundtrack. So we're playing a song now? Okay, I need to do something. I'll be right back. Back. What's going on? So just in time to hear things everyone's already talked about. You're gonna Google vagina? Oh. Take a knee. All right, so okay, want me to count you in? All right, 3, 2, 1. Good call. Do you think it's time for some listener emails now? We actually have emails this week. Thank you. No, I will not. Next letter. That was some pretty rocking music. We might have, but I did not play it. And you don't finish games. I guess I don't know how rare it is in other places, because I think this game came out in Japan and Europe, but it didn't come out in America. The Vib Ribbon game for the PlayStation. The songs were so weird, but like when I found out like they were made by the person who made Parappa and Jammer Lammy. Like, I had to grab this soundtrack and check it out. And probably the song Universal Dance by Laughing Beats from that game. It's so ridiculously Japanese and awesome. Yeah, you hear the first 10 seconds, then the middle 10, and then the last 10. So then you could be like, yeah, that intro starts pretty light, but then it gets all rocking, and then the outro is all soft, or whatever. He just like straight up. He doesn't even say, "Will you please mention us?" Like, do we have it? hope this one has a question in it. Well, before we like get into like the, I guess the nitty gritty of it, I guess I have to respect his, like his moxie for trying to get on the show. Yeah, just Dan plus ad, Dan's like the third or fourth episode. Oh, also that one, yes. Friday. It is on there. It's always on the website. Yeah, that's true. Well, what we're going to be doing is hosting, and I'm excited to see myself in a mirror at the hotel that the place is taking place at. Yes, I think if we just believe hard enough, it'll come true. But that doesn't mean people shouldn't continue to... that people shouldn't continue to heckle Hex and the rest of the Nerdapalooza crew to let us host again. So yeah, we know who Mom will be making out with if she has the chance. Like, perform there? I didn't get any pizza last time. I got pizza the first time in 08, but I didn't get any pizza last year. Unless they take it all again. Oh, yeah. Ugh. All right. That can be done. I think there's several pictures of her drinking too. Well. Is he like, is his mic really not working? We can hear you. Are we calling him again? This is as real as it gets, people. Well, I guess this is a good chance to we can play the cancer drive song right now. Okay, so I guess some background here. This song was sent to me by Josh Welchow, who every year he organizes a cancer drive, and he asks a lot of video game composers and video game musicians, chiptune artists, and OC remixers and such that, you know, he asks them all to donate a song, and they sell this album for $10 online and $25 for the actual hard copy. And this one... This song he sent me has four tracks or four samples from four of the tracks that'll be on the album, and they will be available soon, and I'll talk about it a little more after we play the song. But here is a four song sampler from Cancer Drive charity album in Boy. All right. Yeah. Because you're like, hello? And you're like, ah, oh, crazy Mr. B. And then, like, you said two more times, you're like, ah, crap. So we panicked and went to a song. Oh, well, no, it's just that song. And then I guess Count Me In, and I'll talk about the song a little bit more. Yeah, go for it. Welcome back. Those four songs samples you heard there were started with Stemmage, who you may know better as Metroid Metal, with his new track, The Challenger. Tara Morrow, who has like the coolest name ever in the history of names, had the song Your Name. Then Battle Cake with Time Scar, which is a rearrangement of the Chrono Cross theme. And Josh Welchow himself with Sing Gloria featuring Tara Morrow, Melinda Hershey, and Rich Breeley. And now I'm going to list off all the artists on this album as fast as possible. All right. Donate today. If you head over to cancerdrive.org, you could hear the songs again. You could, pre-order the album and everything. And if you donate, you'll get music from 2 seconds away. Stemmage, David DiMuzio, Alec and Eileen, Haloka, Josh Welchow, Jay Tholen, Big Giant Circles, Jesse Bear, Inez S. DeDude, McComas, Morgan LaCivita, Michael Hong, David Selesco, Renee Winter, Tara Morrow, Helen Austin, Chihuahua, Inverse Phase, Michael Tannenbaum, Average Joe Crane, Reth Herlinger, Melinda Hershey, Rich Breeley, Midnight Prophet, Bradley Byrne, Rob Westwood, Terry Whitehead, Fever Pitch, FF Music DJ, and Post Goodism, Battle Cake, Craig Stern, Danny Clay, T.R. Beery, Martha Mingo, Shane Liu, 5 of 6, Barry Van Aldstern, J.W. Hendrix, 12 Followers, Medio, Xavier, Poolside, Goncalo Lorenco, and more. Yeah, but there's a couple of difficult names in there, so I'm not going to try. But yes, they have, according to their website right now, they have $2,604 raised, and their goal is $10,000. So if you toss in $10, you'll get the digital album, and if you throw down $25, they'll send you a hard copy of the album. It's totally worth it. So you're saying my compilation to to raise money so that I feel less lazy about matching my socks is not gonna fly. The socks will remain unmatched. Don't let farm animals go nude. Please donate today. I don't think the podcast has anywhere to go from here. Unless I call up Sony right after the podcast and tell her to cut her off. Really? Well, at least before Tron 2 comes out. Yeah. Then why even bring it up? There's a lot of movies I don't care to see. I don't care to see Avatar. You don't hear me writing a blog about it. The idea is laughable. Was it really ridiculous, or was it actually any good? Because I remember I read a review of it on Cracked, and the ending was funny, where it's like, yeah, get out of here, you stupid aliens, with your medicine and your public school systems that educate everyone. You're the real enemy. So they were all about vicious mind control. Well, I mean, they're still synthetic organisms, right? So I imagine our Earth scientists could study them for a couple years, figure out how to control them without having to stick our penises in them. Oh, well, I'll have to show you that new Grounds video then. The end. You're not missing anything. I figured the ending could end with the Super Metroid ending theme by Metroid Metal. It is fantastic. Hopefully, they're playing PAX East the end of next month. So hopefully they'll be playing this track because it's pretty new. So hopefully they have it all set up to go once I see them at PAX East. Because this might be my favorite Metroid Metal track. Well, I'm not sure. By next week, I'll definitely be able to talk about it. We're just building up the suspense. Next week on an episode of Letters versus Numbers. Yes. Ma has one going up today. And also threaten the lives of all listeners. Alright, well, this is Stemage. This is from Metroid Metal. You can download this track for free from MetroidMetal.com, just like all the other Metroid Metal tracks. And this is Super Metroid ending theme.
Just put that extra emphasis in.
Why do I always have to be the outtake? All right, me too.